Thank you for calling National EAP. If you have an emergency...
National EAP, this is Josette speaking.
Josette, Tom here, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How can we help you today?
Okay, Josette, I sent you guys an email, and Steph too, that can you guys give me a brief about like what options would you need on that portal system that we are going to create for you? Because if you tell me that options specifically, so I'll be able to discuss it with the team. So let you know if that we can do, if that is something that we can do in the same price, or if you need to pay anything additional. So I'll let you know about it because I need to know the exact options that you need.
You mean for the provider portal?
Yeah, that's correct.
Is that what you were referring to?
Yeah.
Just something simple. In fact, it's going to be the same, the very same exact thing you see on the website now, which is just, you know, that the availability to upload a form. That's all.
Okay, perfect.
So maybe they can upload a PDF. Maybe they can upload a PDF through our system, which we have that now. If you go to the provider section, you can upload a PDF through the system, and then it comes to us via email. That's why it's something very, very simple. Very simple.
Yeah, if that's the case, then it can easily be done in the same price. Like, you do not have to purchase the advanced features of the portal.
Oh, okay, very good.
Yeah.
Very good. I mean, the wish list was that just like the members, we could give them a user and password, and they could access their forms and upload things, but I think that might just get a little too complicated.
Yeah, right.
I think just having that portal, if they can upload forms through that portal, that's perfectly fine.
Or they can have the access to the custom forms as well, or they can submit their invoices. That's what you mentioned in the email.
Yeah, I mean, that would have been great, but, you know, look, if they have an invoice, they can always upload it through the portal, right?
True, true.
And then we get it as an email. So the what we're trying to do is to just make it easier for them to submit their information.
Absolutely.
And that's why I mentioned to you that, you know, your company has to be HIPAA compliant because some of these forms include very personal information about people. So that's why that gets a little sticky, right?
No problem. No, yeah. As I told you, I'll be sharing those NDAs as well. So they'll be signed by our CEO and me, myself, as well, and you need to sign it too. So we'll mention everything in that document that we won't be sharing any sort of information, whether it's from you, whether it's from your company, or whether it's from your clients.
Got it. Okay, well, makes sense. So, I mean, that's all we're asking for. So I don't think it's anything that is more complicated than what exists on the site.
Right.
You know, maybe the form itself might be a little bit more detailed, where, like, if, you know, if they're a provider who wants to join our company, then they fill it. Then the form populates in one way.
Join as a
if
provider
they are
option.
Simply,
correct.
Yeah, if they're simply uploading their information, if they're an existing member and if they're an existing provider, then the form populates a different way. Right. So different views for, or different options per. Like you'd have a drop down for an existing provider and a new provider.
Okay. Perfect.
And it's basically them uploading forms and sending them to us. That's what we want.
That's the main thing. All right. We'll note that down. Don't need to worry about it. So I'll discuss that with the development team, and we'll get back to you by Monday or by day and today. And the second important thing that we're going to share some, like a couple of references that Steph asked me to. So
yes,
I'll speak with some of my happier clients, and I'll let you speak with them. All right?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
No
I appreciate
problem.
That.
Happy Friday. Take
All
care.
Right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.